Kayla Brobuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth. Denise Miller with me this morning. Denise, how are you?
I'm great.
There, pull that mic up a tad bit closer. You're great.
I'm great. I went to the dentist this morning. Can you believe that?
You did?
I had a 7 a.m. dentist appointment this morning.
7 o'clock?
Yeah, I go to Glenwood to the dentist over there, and I had a 7 a.m., and Dan said, you'll never be back to do the radio show.
And here you are.
And here I am. I was back in town at 7:45.
It must have gone well.
Well, I'm royalty. I got a crown, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, well, there you go. I don't think I have heard that one.
Gosh. Obviously, you come from a line of people with good teeth.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm even from the South. I'm the unique person from the South that I still have all my teeth.
You have all your teeth, and they're good, and you don't have a crown, obviously.
I do not. So, well, I didn't see that coming, Denise. So what's the rest of your day hold?
Well, it's all downhill from here.
I guess. Oh, my gosh. But you're doing well, obviously.
Oh, yeah. If I tell this story all the time. I go to the dentist, and I apologize to any dentists who are listening right now. When I go to the dentist, I always assume worst-case scenario. Mm-hmm. Worst-case scenario, a root canal, they're going to have to pull it, whatever, you know. So anything less than that, I'm always like, oh, that's not bad at all, you know?
A crown,
but
no
but
problem.
I said, if I was a horse, they'd have shot me a long time ago.
Oh, shoot. We have with us Ashley Franco.
Yes.
Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
So have you had a dentist appointment this morning or crowns?
No. No, not nearly the excitement. I think I got up and had yogurt. No. My excitement for the
how
day.
How was your weekend?
It was really nice.
Good.
Hot.
It was hot
good.
This weekend. Yes. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. So that is for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, nice to see you both.
Yes.
From royalty to having yogurt. I don't know where we go from there. Let's talk about retirement dreams worth planning for. Let's talk about that. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, retirement isn't just about stopping work. It's kind of about having that freedom to say yes to really what matters to you. And so we figured we'd kind of explore some examples of what retirement looks like for different folks and how good planning can make that possible. And it's really not about perfection, just kind of that progress. And we're probably going to be a little woo-woo today and talk more on the touchy-feely side of things. But you need that because a lot of statistics, and this one blew my mind. So they did a poll of business owners. 75% of business owners who sold their business were dissatisfied with the sale, and it was not about, and 92% of that 75% were not upset about the money. It was because they had lost their purpose.
Oh.
So this is a big issue.
It's a huge issue, really.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about it. So that one-size-fits-all approach to retirement is not really the case, is it?
No, it's not. And there's no right answer. So that traditional image of retirement, someone goes to work, the next day they never go to work again, throw away the alarm clock, doesn't really have to fit and everyone or anyone anymore. So a lot of people now are working part-time, they're volunteering, they're traveling. Hey, maybe family's really important, so they move closer. Or maybe they'll even start a side hustle or a consulting business to kind of give them a new passion or a new drive. So examples of this is a rancher who sells the land but keeps the little cow-calf herd for themselves about 20. Mm-hmm. And you know they're going to die working on those cows. A retired teacher who then gives up teaching but now leads church missions and mentors young educators. Or a camp a couple who buys a camper and decides to visit every park in the Midwest. And that's a lofty goal. So there's a lot.
You know, I see that because, you know, even just for myself, I think, okay, I'm going to take today off and I'm going to do nothing. By 2 o'clock, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm about to go nuts. We have to do something. So I can't imagine if you've worked your whole life, you get up every day, you go to work and you build something, you achieve, and then it's just, now what am I going to do with myself? I can see that.
It's hard. Yeah. It's really hard. And that's one of the things we try to talk to people about as they enter this new phase of their life. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And I think we all have this pie in the sky. Oh, when I retire, I'll have all the time in the world and I'll be able to do this and this. And the funny thing is, the more we talk to retired people, the more they tell us they're busier now than they ever were when their kids were in school.
Yeah.
But doing what they want.
But doing what they want.
Which is important. So let's talk about that. Taking those dreams, translating that into a plan of action. What are we talking about there, Denise?
Well, you really have to get an idea in your mind. You really need to think about it. You can't just, I think we're guilty of, we put this retirement up on this lofty little pedestal that, but we don't really think about it. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to retire.
Yeah.
You know, and so what is retirement? And nobody thinks about what is retirement. Nobody thinks about what am I going to do to fill my days if I'm not going to work every day. And, you know, some of the questions you need to ask is, are you going to stay in the community you've always lived in?
Yeah.
Are you going to travel or are you going to just stay local? Are you going to work part-time? Do you want to be a consultant? Do you want to volunteer? What do you want to do? And, you know, are there family goals? Is there grandchildren you'd like to help with? Are there elderly parents that need assistance with their care? But, you know, if you've always gone to that lake house with the crappy little lake house that you go up to and you spend like 2 weeks and you fish and you say, oh, when I retire, we're going to fix this up, you know. Are you really going to want to fix that up? I mean, you need to have some hard conversations with yourself. What do I really want to do? What do I want to spend my money on? What do I want to spend my time doing? And planning what you're going to do in retirement helps really focus what your income strategy needs to be as you go into retirement.
That's a conversation that you have in advance of retirement.
Yeah.
And get some
you
of these.
You don't wait till it's all said and done. Yeah.
Now what am I going to do? You don't want to. So let's talk about the real value of a retirement plan, Ashley. Talk to me about that.
So this is focused a little more on the money side. So a good retirement isn't just about hitting a number. There's not a magic number that's going to work for everyone to retire on. Because retiring with $1 million in Iowa is a heck of a lot different than retiring with $1 million in California. So your plan should give you flexibility, confidence, and kind of peace of mind. And realistically, you really want to start planning at least 10 to 5 years before retirement. The reason being is because little changes then can make a big impact on your retirement and also kind of give you that stretch of, hey, what am I going to do? How am I going to fill this time? You also might need to shift gears or focus on, hey, what do you want your lifestyle to look like? One thing we do is we run like Monte Carlo simulations. So it runs 1,000 trials based off different investment possibilities of good scenarios, bad scenarios, and how likely your plan is going to be at retirement, how likely successful your plan will be. And we'll see we say about 70 under, it's like, oh, you probably should maybe work a little longer, save a little bit more. That golden sweet spot, we say 80 and 90. And then 90 to above is, hey, you're not getting as much life out of your money as possible. Maybe you should dream a little bit more. So it's kind of finding that sweet spot.
Okay. And you can help people do that. So.
Yes.
All right. you mentioned, Ashley, $1 million in Iowa is much different than $1 million in California, which is much different than $1 million in Alabama, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And depending on where you are in Alabama makes a big difference as well. So let's talk about some of the rural realities about being in rural Iowa and retirement and some of those opportunities, Denise.
Well, you know, many rural families have unique opportunities and challenges in retirement. And you may have land or rental property or family businesses involved, and those need special consideration. Rural retirement can be rich in relationships and time and meaningful work, but it's a little different than the traditional model of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how your assets like land or equipment might be used in retirement. And are there family members involved in a succession plan? And how can retirement reflect the pace and the priorities you've built over a lifetime? You know, they talk about the farmer who moves to town, you know, and I laugh about that because my dad is a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. You know, he no longer farms, he's retired, but I guarantee you he knows everything that's going on. He is in it, you know,
yes.
And that keeps him interested and keeps him going. And that's something that you can't just go, I don't want to say cold turkey, but I think it is cold turkey because it's like anybody that owns a business as well. You know, people talk about what do Dan and Denise Miller do? Well, we work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people will say that, oh my gosh, you work all the time. Well, we do. And so one of the big concerns Dan and I have is, okay, someday we're going to retire. How do you turn that off? How do you decide what you want to do with your... I have absolutely no idea. And it scares me to death.
Right.
You know, but here's my financial planner telling me you need to dream a little. And I think we're so afraid to dream a little bit. And we put that, again, you strive, strive, strive. We're going to retirement. We're going to work till we retire.
Yes.
But you don't give what retirement really is any
thought. It's just this looming thing.
Looming thing.
What is it?
That maybe I'll get there someday.
Yes, and sometimes it seems like it's farther down the road than other times.
Yes, exactly.
All right. And we are visiting with Denise Miller and Ashley Franco from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth, Retirement Dreams Worth Planning For. Okay, give me some questions, Ashley, that can help me focus my energy here a little bit.
So sit down maybe with your spouse or just have a sip of coffee and just think. So what does an ideal retirement day look like for you? Where do you want to live in retirement and why? And what type of work, volunteering, or hobbies do I want to do to stay involved and keep active? And who do I want to spend my time with? And then kind of the last step is, hey, is there one small financial step that I could take this month to move closer to the vision?
You know, if you just took those questions and would write those down and try to answer those questions, that'd be a great...
It is. It's a great journaling exercise as well as kind of self-reflection and self-discovery.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's, again, so important, about 28% of retirees suffer from depression. And this level is greatly impacted by the amount of social support. So the more social support you have in retirement, the lower the incidence of depression. So we always think, oh, can't wait to say goodbye to that alarm clock. But that's who you talk to every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you spend the majority of your time with, your social interaction. How are you going to replace that? And that's something a lot of people don't talk about day to day.
Right.
It's kind of like, I'm going to retire. I'm going to move to Montana and live off the grid. Okay. Really?
Right.
As connected as we are to electronics and television and everything, and just, I just think, no way are you going to go. You might last a month in Montana off the grid, you know.
A nice vacation.
It might be a great vacation, but it's not how you want to live the rest. You know, it's just funny how people, you listen to people talk, oh, I want to move to Montana and build a house up in the mountains, and I don't want to see anybody. And Dan and I sit there after you listen to him, and you're like, you've worked in the public sector for so long, you know.
And they're a chatterbox.
And they're and they love to talk. And I'm thinking, I don't think that's what you want to do.
Think about that for a little bit before you make that decision. Yeah, you're going to be going nuts up there.
Or your spouse is.
Yeah, or your spouse will be.
Someone will be, yeah, absolutely. All right, so wrap this up for me, Denise and Ashley. What do people need to take away from our conversation here?
I think the thing you need to realize is that retirement is going to happen at some point in time for you. And it's not just something you can turn on. It's not like you're going to put it in the microwave and hit start, you know. You need to have a plan. You need to have an idea of what interests you, what you want to do, and try to wrap your head around, do I want to work somewhere 20 hours a week? Do I want to work full-time doing something else? I joke around. Dan always says to me, what would you do? I said, I don't know. I think I might go to Home Depot and get a job and mix paint. And he says, what?
Well, right. Tell me it's your retirement, Denise. It's me. This is me.
No, I just think, you know, that guy that mixes your paint, I don't know. I could do that.
So, absolutely. But have the, and it's interesting to me, just a note, the questions that Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
All of the questions, the last one is the financial piece of that.
It is.
Financial piece is a part of it. Not to say that it's not.
Why we have jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's why we work. But all of those other things, that's what you need to think about.
That and yes. The other thing I think that people don't think about, and maybe I should have interjected this earlier, is that we have a lot of people who come in, they're 62, they're 63. Oh my gosh, I got to retire. And I say, okay, what are you going to do about health care? You don't turn 65 for two more years. You're going to have to, if you leave your group health plan, you're going to have health insurance. And boy, all you got to do is price health insurance for a 63-year-old person, and you're going to realize that it might be in your best interest to hang in there till you hit Medicare.
Yeah.
That's a big expense.
Things to think about. Yeah, absolutely. Ashley, final thoughts?
Really, like when we sit down and do financial plans, it's a conversation of finances, but also kind of personal questions as well as, hey, what are you going to do? And kind of blending them together. Caleb calls it an art and a science together. Yeah. So you got the math science and the art of living and behavioral finance. And it's really kind of blending them together and figuring out how you want to live your life.
But like to Denise's point, when you guys do this all the time, someone that doesn't, most people retire once. Yep. If you're married, you have to deal with maybe two people retiring in your life. But other than that, you guys do this all the time.
Yeah.
So you know that question. If you're 62, Denise can say, hey, what about health insurance?
What about your health insurance?
So these are things to think about. So
absolutely.
All right. So how can people find out more about Milestone Financial if they want to have the conversation, if they want to talk to you? What can they do?
Yeah. Always feel free to give us a call. Our number is 712-623-5726 or visit our website at milestonefinancialgroup.com. We do offer a free hour-long consulting, kind of figure out, hey, what's going on with you? What could we possibly help you with?
Nice to see you both.
Yeah. It's great to be here.
And I got to visit with the royalty this morning. She has a crown. Nice to see you both and make it a great day.
Have a great day.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Well, we did it, y'all. We finally got the McDonald's